Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to the Women's Forum. My guest tonight is a women's activist, Sally Dura. Welcome to the program, Sally.
Thank you, Sandra. Hello, our listener.
Sally, I understand you were in America recently on a very important program coming in Zimbabwe. It starts to prepare for elections on July 31. Can you just tell us what was the program about?
It was a women's campaign school. It's done annually, and women apply and they get space and look for sponsorship to go and experience a process of being trained on campaign management skills and how to be a candidate and how to sail through an election process successfully.
How do you intend to use the skills or the information that you got from the training program to help these women as they, you know, seek to go into parliament?
The skills that I acquired have already started working. This week we had a protest, a march with the women's rights activists, and the march was facilitated by the Women's Trust of Zimbabwe, and we managed to submit a petition where women had queries and made submissions in request for ZEC to be gender sensitive in terms of the voter registration process. So we also managed to advocate for women-only queues, for relaxation of the requirements for women to register to vote, and for the convenience of the women voters, so women will effectively participate in the upcoming election in convenience, as ZEC has committed to address the concerns that women have submitted. We are reliably informed that ZEC was given extra resources so that they can make sure that they boost the pace that they are serving the general citizens of Zimbabwe who want to register to vote. And we are awaiting what they have promised. So we will see as we continue to register to vote if our concerns have been raised, if women can actively and can comfortably go and register to vote within the time that aligns with their gender roles. So should our concerns not be addressed, we shall definitely engage. Also, through Women in Politics Support Unit, we have already trained aspiring women candidates for Harare and Chitungiza and Norton. And as we go forward, we have also realized that all the political parties now have their candidate list. So with the finalization of or submission of the candidate list to the women's movement, I will contribute to the trainings and the capacity development initiatives, as well as the rapid response initiatives that are going to be done by the women's rights organizations here in Zimbabwe in support of the women candidates.
Direct from Washington, the voice of America.
Welcome to the Women's Forum. My guest tonight is a women's activist, Sally Dura. The issue of access to resources, how is it affecting these women as they go on the campaign trail?
Given the 2 weeks that we have and given the economy and where women are positioned in terms of access to resources, we could say there are other donations that are coming from the family members, from the party supporters, and from the friends, from the women. But most women candidates are affected by the term of resources. So here as a movement, as women's rights activists, we have resolved that we are going to work together and be able to put together or have a commonality where if there are already existing programs that any organization is doing, we come together with different skills and different resources so that we collectively support the women candidates.
How do you as an activist see this issue of proportional representation versus safety that many people are now talking about?
When we look at the provision of the 66, we see it as an opportunity for women to increase their participation. But as we look at how women participated in the political parties' candidate selection process, we realize that quite a number also opted for the safety. But we also had candidates who would participate but had challenges that they could not make it because they did not have resources. And this is a highly contested election. So while we might have challenges in terms of how the candidates were selected to represent in 66, we realize that there's an opportunity that at the end of the day, when elections come, we will definitely have 60 women, regardless of where they are coming from, which is an opportunity to boost the citizenship confidence and exposure of women to be members of parliament.
Unfortunately, time is not on our side. Thank you so much, Sally, for coming on to the Women's Forum. We hope to have you again sometime soon as the election period continues.
Thank you, Sandra. I wish Zimbabwe a peaceful election and that all the citizens will exercise their right to vote and that the outcome will be something that they will be proud of.
That's all we had for you tonight. Join me again next week when we'll have another guest to speak about issues affecting Zimbabwean women. Coming from Washington, D.C., this is Sandra Nyaira wishing you a pleasant evening and a very good night.